Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
On today's wrestling news, WWE wants some top AEW stars.
Fish tries to get the undisputed school back together for WWE.
We've got some more White Rabbit teasers.
And news on what went down with last night's botched SmackDown Fireball.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Gareth Morgan to talk all things wrestling news. But before we get into it, make sure you subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below what you think of each of today's stories, and click the timestamps in the description to skip to each story as you go along. But first up, WWE, they're after some AEW guys. So it came out the other day that WWE had reached out to Malakai Black about a potential return. Well, it wasn't just him. There was more to this. Fightful Select have the report about it. They apparently also reached out to both of FTR and Swerve Strickland. Obviously, all of them being ex-NXT guys. And Fightful also confirmed that another wrestler had been reached out to as well, although they didn't actually name this one because they said it was an AEW original that has been there from the very beginning, and Fightful sources said they were surprised to learn that WWE had reached out to them, but obviously as yet unnamed, so we're not entirely sure who that is. But there's more to this as well, because obviously with the Malakai Black stuff, there's other issues surrounding that as well, but the Wrestling Observer did report that he wished that he was still in WWE at this point, but he's not able to now because he's going to be out with, for an extended period due to no-compete clauses in his conditional release from AEW. And there's also reports of Fightful from Fightful saying that several AEW higher-ups are kind of the mindset that if people want to go, just let them go, which seems like the best route in my mind in terms of like creating a happy environment backstage. You don't want to be really annoying people who want to leave just by keeping them around forever. They've already obviously got backstage morale issues in AEW. You don't need anything else to make that any worse. But Tony Khan also kind of brought this up during the now kind of infamous All Out press conference as well. He kind of lashed out at WWE saying that he wasn't going to sit back and take this stuff anymore, with harsher language than that.
Do the eyes, Phil. Kind of... Do the eyes.
Right, you did go absolutely crazy during that. And he's also addressed contract tampering as part of their big mandatory talent meeting that they had in the run-up to All Out as well. And Meltzer has also reported that when AEW talents were contacted by WWE, they kind of got a little bit wary and instantly referred the contact to their lawyers and told AEW management what had happened, because obviously they don't want to get tied into some contract tampering kind of things. And then AEW's legal officer has also contacted WWE, warning them of the consequences of contract tampering. So it's all going on behind the scenes in AEW and WWE. WWE, after some top AEW guys, maybe doing it a little bit sneakily, and AEW are obviously not happy about this.
Yeah, it's a strange one, this, because I fully subscribe to what you said when it's that thing of if you've got like people backstage you don't want to be there, probably the wisest thing to let them go. But equally, you sign a contract. Like, if you don't want to be there for 4 years, don't sign a contract for 4 years. I know the landscape changes and like you weren't to know that things would change so much in the last couple of months, but Yeah. Wrestling is like that. It's always been like that. So if you don't know where you're going to sit and you don't know where you're going to be in like a couple of months' time, then probably don't commit yourself. I think that's a big thing. I kind of understand where Tony's coming from with this, but then equally understand where the wrestlers are coming from as well. So it's a difficult subject. It just isn't. It's a difficult thing to kind of to work out. But yeah, I think going behind people's backs and trying to like nudge people into coming to another company isn't the best way of going about your business. And speaking of which, it's kind of what Bobby Fish has been doing. So he has been all over the headlines, hasn't he, over the last couple of days, I think. I don't know, the last couple of weeks. He just loves getting in and around the news cycle, to be honest. And last night, like slash today, has been probably more exciting than usual when it comes to all things Bobby Fish, because it was reported that he apparently attempted to get Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly to ask for their releases from AEW because he wanted them to go to WWE together and be the Undisputed Era again, and probably no doubt get Roderick Strong back along for the ride, because all he's been doing is some weird diamond mine stuff in the interim. So yes. This is all coming from Wrestling Observer's Ryan Friedrich, who obviously covers UFC events for FOW Online and Wrestling Observer, things like that. And he spoke on one of the message boards, and he was pretty much just commenting on this scenario. I think a few people have been messaging saying, oh, what's going on with Fish, and I've heard this, I've heard that. And he said, I posted it in the Bobby Fish thread, but I know Fish was trying to get them to Cole and Kyle to ask for their releases to go back to WWE, and they both told him no. It's possible Cole may have clued Tony in, and if he did, I doubt he was the only one. I'm sure Swerve was one of them who did so too. So he's pretty much saying that if that happened, it sounds like Adam Cole probably went, Tony, Some bad's going down right now, some bit dodgy, and it seems that Swerve as well, he was one of those names apparently contacted, like with FTR and all these other stars. So it feels like they're people, quite honest folks who are saying, yeah, this is going down, mate, you're paying me a lot of money, I should probably be quite transparent with you, which is fair play, actually, to be completely honest. So it's all going on within AEW, and obviously Bobby Fish as well debuted at Victory Road last night for Impact, so it doesn't seem like his Undisputed Era plan maybe went precisely to plan. And
he needed some key players in order to do the Undisputed plan, and apparently they weren't into it.
No, not feeling it. They were quite happy being All Elite, so they told him not where to go per se, but they just said, nah, you go do your thing, mate, you go to Impact and say that you're not signed to Impact even though you're on Impact. It's just very strange, all this.
Yeah. Hey, you can't blame a man for trying.
Yeah.
The peak of his career is obviously the Undisputed Era. Of course you're going to want to keep that run going. So you can't blame him for trying. But yeah, it's a little bit optimistic, let's say, to be able to convince friends who've literally just moved their entire lives over to AEW and are seemingly quite happy over there to move their entire lives back to WWE again.
Yeah.
Obviously didn't work out.
No.
Hey, hey. Don't ask, you don't get, eh?
Exactly. God loves a trying fish. Let's go.
Indeed. But moving over to WWE and Bray Wyatt, and well, the rumours of the White Rabbit, at least.
Phil!
It's going to be Bray Wyatt, let's face it. It was 9:23 last night, basically, and a lot of people thought that maybe this is when Bray Wyatt was going to be debuting, and it wasn't. No. It was just more teasers. So we had another QR code that was backstage on a monitor during a Hit Row party thing that was going on. And if you followed the QR code, you got linked to a little maze game where you had to like guide a rabbit around a maze, dodging some fire. And then once you got through the maze, you got another screen, and it had the word patricide and some coordinates and then a picture of a white rabbit. Now, if you're linking this back, following the seeds, word patricide in a very early promo in FCW, Bray Wyatt did say that he killed his father way back in the day in FCW. And the coordinates lead you to Rogers Place in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, which is the venue for Raw on Monday.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And obviously the White Rabbit ties into all the other things. And during one of the commercial breaks of SmackDown, they again did the Jefferson Airplane song, White Rabbit, with the white lights, and then the red lights go on at the end, and they did it during the commercial break. So they're still doing all of the little teases for White Rabbit, but 9:23 has been and gone, and we are moving off to Rogers Place in Edmonton. So whether we're going to get a debut in Raw, or whether this is just going to be another tease and we get another video, who the hell knows at this point?
Yeah, for me, it feels like all signs appear to be pointing to Extreme Rules, I'll be honest, because there's been like things where I think people have spotted in the corner of some of the images, there's like the lantern with the firefly, stuff like that, and they're like, oh my god, it means he's coming back and he's not going to be a fiend, he's going to be Bray Wyatt, Cape Fear Wyatt, all that kind of stuff. I'm fully just not sure how I feel about all this. It's one of those. I think when it's going to happen, I think I'm going to be quite excited, I guess, because I quite like the White Rabbit song. And I think that's like quite atmospheric. I actually sat there and watched, weirdly enough, with my partner last night. I told her about all this White Rabbit stuff and said, oh, let's have a sit down and I'll show you what all the Bray Wyatt fuss is all about. And I showed her the WrestleMania 30 entrance when he had like his band playing the song down the fireflies, catching flies, all that kind of stuff. And she loved it. She was like, oh my God, this is so atmospheric. And I thought, there might be something in this. There might have been enough time that's passed since that prior Wyatt character that if he does come back with maybe a fresh lick of paint in a similar vein, they could possibly recapture rabbits in a bottle, you know? You see where I was going there.
Yep, that's definitely the thing.
You know what I mean? They might recapture rabbits in a bottle. I don't know. I just want to see this happen now. It's one of those. I think the tease is going to go on and on and on, but I just want to see what this is all leading to. It's very odd.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I think it felt kind of refreshing when they put up the 9:23 thing. It's like, oh, are they actually going to like debut this quite quickly and not do like a elongated tease out? But it seems like they are going to do the big long tease and just keep this going for as long as possible. Yeah. They're already selling White Rabbit t-shirts on WWEshop.com, so
of course
they're already making money off
of course
this, and we don't even know who it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Firstly, I just hope it's like another Bray Wyatt character, like a third character, something a little bit different, whatever it is, whether it teases into the sort of Alice in Wonderland, Mad Hatter kind of vibe, or what they go with. I just hope it's something a little bit different. It's not the Fiend. I think we've done the Fiend, and we've probably done Firefly, like cult leader Bray as well. Although going back to that at this point, I wouldn't be too sad about it. I'm just intrigued to see what it's going to be. He's a very creative guy, and I feel like he's going to come back with something different.
It's going to be Bugs Bunny, Phil. Moving on. We've got a big update on all things spooky and strange, because what happened last night on SmackDown is we didn't have Bray Wyatt, but we did have a fireball, because of course we did.
When will wrestling learn that these don't work?
Well, they don't work unless you're a wizard. That's the way it is.
This is true.
So last night, if you don't know, Drew McIntyre was out in the middle of the ring, and he requested a strap match with Karrion Kross, because of course he did, and Karrion Kross accepted. But before he did that, he came down to the ring being all spooky. Well, Scarlett did, and then Karrion tried to jump Drew McIntyre. They had a bit of a scuffle, and then Scarlett shot something. You didn't really see what it was on the live footage. She just like did this, and Drew went but then carry on fighting. It was a bit weird. And then as you look back on the replay,
it kind of went at his face and just went whoop.
Yeah, he was like,
straight past it.
I'm very good at dodging fireballs, go figure. And then they replayed it, and you saw the fireball completely miss, and it was like, oh, that's cool, I guess. And then they carried on scrapping, and then Drew got low blowed, and they all kind of went off into a bit of a fizzled out thing. But they're going to have a match at Extreme Rules. But the update from Fightful Select confirms that the flash paper fire spot did not go as planned. Go figure. A source reportedly made it clear that the flash paper was not ready for live TV, but hey, why not just throw it out there anyway? It didn't work in a moment where it needed to catch enough of McIntyre's face to sell the angle, so they needed McIntyre to burn, and he didn't burn. That's what it looks like there. It's noted that the word was given to Cross to keep going with the angle, keep scrapping with McIntyre and improvise. And I thought they improvised pretty well, to be honest. It seemed as though things went completely tits up. The flash paper was reportedly brought to the Vivant Arena by the team that took the WWE jet to Salt Lake City, so it wasn't bought locally or with, like, I don't know, anybody like within the area. It was brought with the WWE prop team, so they're to blame, is what they're saying. Yeah. Kind of a bit of a damp squib, to be honest, wasn't it?
Well, just a little bit, yeah. It completely missed, and it was very hard to see, and it wasn't good. Yeah. These things very rarely work. The risk to reward payoff ratio of these things is really, really high. I don't understand why they keep on insisting on doing these things. It's not that impressive.
Even when it like comes off, I remember the Keith Lee one with his little contract and it burned off in his face. You just kind of go, okay.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Okay.
It's just the way it is. Yeah, I don't know.
We should probably stop doing this.
Yeah.
But moving over to your Twitter questions to end the video. The first one comes from Clive Tonner, who says, it's all about Extreme Rules, not Extreme Rules, Survivor Series and War Games. He says, the Judgment Day versus the Bloodline, or potentially a Bray Wyatt stable versus the Bloodline at Extreme Rules War Games. What do you reckon it's going to be?
Oh, I like the Wyatt stable thing. I think that if they are going to really double down on this, like if it does get revealed at Extreme Rules or beforehand, I think that's the big blockbuster thing, and then maybe go into a Wyatt Roman thing in the lead up to the Royal Rumble. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. So I'm trying to like recapture some of the magic they had with the Wyatt family versus the Shield, but yeah, like slightly differently.
Yeah, and it's one of those matches that didn't really necessarily come to pass. If you think about it, like I know obviously we've had the Wyatt Reign stuff years ago, I think it was like 2016, but like the Fiend Reign stuff was apparently in the pipeline up before WrestleMania 36, and then
yeah,
the world changed and everything changed. But that could be interesting. I don't know. I mean, I'm excited for Survivor Series. I think that's the big headline here, like, because
yes,
we've got
finally it's not Raw versus SmackDown. Finally,
exactly.
Finally,
and I just want to see the honorary Usos Sami Zayn get his moment in the sun, because the reaction he got last night, Phil, the reaction, it was crazy.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. The Bloodline with Sami Zayn, obviously in their corner, versus I'd just put in all the faces you can possibly get, so long as Kevin Owens is on the other side of that,
and
you get Kevin versus Sammy, and like trying to fight for Sammy's soul kind of thing, and just put McIntyre on the other side, put all of like loads of baby faces on the other side, and just do it. But like everyone trying to finally dethrone the Bloodline, I would be fine with.
I kind of wanted a spooky team though. I'll be honest, I kind of want Wyatt, Cross, Boogeyman, Undertaker.
Papa Shango.
Yeah, bring them all back. Why not? I think that'd be cool.
The next question comes from AAron17, who says, I officially got my ticket to the first AEW show ever in Seattle, and I'm looking forward to cheering Bryan Danielson in his home state. Which wrestler from your homeland would you most like to see that you haven't yet seen?
Oh, it's a hard question, that, because if we go really
a hard question.
If you want to go specific, I'm kind of from Manchester, so not a lot of kind of well-known Manchester or Northwest talents. Wade Barrett, that'd be cool.
Yep.
I guess.
Preston, Link.
William Regal, Blackpool.
I was going to say Regal, just because I don't think I've ever actually seen Regal live.
Yeah.
I've been lucky enough. I think I've seen pretty much everyone else. We had Wade Barrett in WCPW, so I've crossed him off the list. Yeah. So I think there's only Regal left that I haven't seen live from the UK.
That'd be fun.
Probably. So that'd be good. I'd like to see Regal.
Yeah. Regal it is. There we go. Bring it back for the WCPW reboot. That is definitely happening.
Indeed. Let us know down in the comments who you would want to see. And the final question of the day comes from Kyle, who says, hello, champions. Do you think that Rikishi could possibly come back as like a true head of the table character to cause a rift between Roman and the Usos? I think that would be awesome if done correctly. Have a good day, gents.
Not only is Rikishi going to come back, but he's going to be the one to fight The Rock at WrestleMania. They've got issues from the past. That's what... No, I don't think that's going to happen. But maybe he comes back and he does something kind of cool in the, like, a little segment. And then Sami Zayn's like, hey, Pops. And he's like, nope. Just something like nope, that.
Absolutely not. Get out.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd be happy with that.
I have been waiting for ages to see Rikishi come back as part of the Bloodline. They've obviously, they've brought him back a couple of times to do stuff with the Usos over the years, obviously. But I'm amazed they haven't done anything with Rikishi in the Bloodline yet. It's been going for ages now, and they've not even kind of teased it, bringing him back.
They're saving it. They've done the Wild Samoans, haven't they? They did that with
they've
Roman.
They've done the Wild Samoans, yeah. They came in for a bit. But nothing with Rikishi. So I'd be 100% down for Rikishi. I'm a huge Rikishi fan. So and him in the Bloodline would be a very different kind of idea to Rikishi sort of back in the day. And I know they kind of, like, just before the pandemic, they were doing, like, the Samoan Dynasty stuff on the Indies, and they were kind of starting to tease, like, a sort of heel Samoan faction with Rikishi as the leader, going around with, like, Jacob Fatu and things. So, yeah, I'd be well up for seeing Rikishi in that kind of a role. I think it'd be really interesting. And I'm amazed they haven't done it yet. Absolutely amazed.
Yeah, and then just seeing Rikishi and Paul Heyman kind of like squabble over who's going to be the elder statesman of the Bloodline's very fun as well. So I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of scope there for good fun stuff. But finally, to end the video, we've got something from Stephen Lewis, who just sent us this image on Twitter, just saying the only two men to do it. And there's a picture of Chris Jericho with the Ring of Honor Championship, the WWE Championship, the sort of WCW big gold belt, and the AEW Championship. And the only other person to have done that is CM Punk, with the same pictures underneath, which is, frankly, kind of hilarious given everything that's been going on lately, and the kind of shock finish to that Ring of Honor Championship match at Grand Slam, which I thought was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, it was brilliant. And but one thing CM Punk's never done, I don't think he's ever won the Ocho, has he? The Ocho.
Hey, there you go.
Never done that. One of a kind, one of the champion.
So Jericho's better than Punk, I guess. It's confirmed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the facts don't lie. It's not my choice.
The facts don't lie. And on that note, we'll end the video. Thank you very much for joining us. If you want, you can follow us over on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Garrett
at GMorgan04.
And you can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Comment down below what you think of all of today's stories. Let us know. And more videos are coming up. AEW and Rampage and SmackDown Ups and Downs will be up in just a little bit. So keep an eye out for those. But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.